This is. This is Mija Riddell from the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with the artist Madeo Mizuno at his studio and home in Los Angeles, California on September 8th, 2009. This is disc number one. Well, good afternoon.
Hello.
It's great to be here. I thought we would start our two-day series here of interviews with a general introduction about your work and some of the main themes that might come up over the next 2 days to sort of orient ourselves on how we might look at your work over the past 50 years or so. And I've had a wonderful time really spending time with your work and becoming more familiar with it. And it seems to me that there are a few main things that really struck me in general about your work over time. And one is a dialogue quality and sort of a back and forth between many different things, between a Japanese background in history and then an American experience, between two dimensions and three dimensions, between very functional work and very sculptural work, more conceptual work, an enormous range also in scale, from tea bowls and plates to then those enormous teardrops, which can weigh up to a couple tons. Yes.
Right.
So that strikes me as, and then also the range of work that you've done, the broad number of projects from the early functional work with the, was it Interpace Corporation, was that it?
Yes, by the school. I worked there for 10 years.
Right, and then through the much more conceptual work. And have you thought about that consciously over the years, that wide range of different ways of working?
Yeah, I do. I always think about that in every show I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
I never repeated the same type of work. So the people think, you know, he's always something new. But when I had that show, I was so afraid. Looks like a group show.
I never read that.
So, yeah, I always think, you know, I should stick with one thing, but keep coming up with new idea, and I had to try. But sometimes I go back. You know.
Right. It definitely feels like a back and forth.
Back and forth.
And that what you said makes me think of something else that I think really defines your work so well, is it is so much, to me, it seems idea-driven. It's not... It doesn't feel like it's pure exploration of material. It doesn't feel like a theme and variation on a certain thought, but it feels like a wide exploration of ideas. Does it feel that way to you too?
Yes, that's true. But past 10 years has been pretty steady, stuck with one thing.
Yes.
I think that's because I realize it doesn't matter what I do, I am my background. Japan,
yes.
Japanese.
Yes. Yeah.
So if I'm trying to be so American and do something, you know, always something different,
yeah,
it's not going to work.
Right.
So I realized that, and now I'm just kind of stable with one idea with the cities I'm working on.
These, the water drops,
the water
teardrops?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. And that those are interesting too, though, because one of the things that I think of as consistent through your career, in especially, well, of course, in terms of ceramics exclusively, but throughout time is your experimentation and your expertise with glaze and with surface. And that seems to be something that you really are delving into with these pieces
right.
as well.
Why I picked the ceramic media is I always thought the glaze is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My background from Japan, high school I went to, actually I was born in a city called Tajimi,
mm-hmm.
which is a ceramic industry.
Ah, really? In Gifu?
In Gifu Prefecture.
Yes. Yes.
So I had some of the background, my family business, tile business and all that.
Really? Ceramic tile?
Ceramic tile.
I didn't know that.
Nothing to do with art, but a functional wall tile.
Wall tile. Interesting. And did they have a ceramic factory?
Right.
Really? Now, was it purely a family business?
Family business.
I didn't know that. And so, did that go back a number of generations, or just your father and mother?
I think it started from my grandparents.